Well, let me tell you why I was so excited to talk to you, because I am moving to Austin for sure,
Really?
100%.
I didn't know that.
Yep,
Oh my
I
gosh.
just no, I just decided this week, and I'll tell you exactly when. I was on the fence, and two things happened. One is, for me, being a lifelong New Yorker, the dream always was to have a townhouse, right? Have a townhouse in New York, you've arrived. They have townhouses in Austin. I didn't think that was a thing. My friend just moved into one. So I'm like, okay, I could have my townhouse and really Pee-wee's Playhouse it out. But when you're in New York, as long as I am, like you see certain trends that happen over years. Some things get worse, some things get better. Something that was very emblematic of 1970s New York, which was New York kind of at its worst. And you see in all those photos where the photos don't show you how smelly and violent and filthy it was and dangerous. Was boomboxes everywhere. In fact, still, if you go on the subway in New York, there'll be signs that say, like, don't, no eating, no littering, and no boomboxes. We have reached a point now in New York, and this has happened the last 9 months, where it's perfectly acceptable to walk around the book bag with a speaker in it and just blast it wherever you go on the street. Everyone's scared to say anything, and the cops aren't going to do anything. And the moment where I'm like, that's it, I'm done. I was at my gym, which is not some kind of fancy Equinox gym. It's a regular, decent neighborhood gym. And there was a guy in the locker room blasting his music. And he called a member of the staff because he had forgotten the code to his locker. And the member of the staff came in, helped him get his stuff, and didn't say anything about the music. And I'm like, you know what? If I have to be a crotchety old man, I'm out of it. I hear.